Nithai Gaur Pramanande, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, chapter number 4, and text number
13.
The process of creation. Prior to describing anything, Sukadeva Goswami prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada liked this prayer so much, he sang, and we have recordings. Bhuyah
Namaha
Sat
Vrijna
Vrijna Jina Vrijna Chitte Asatam
Asambhavaya
Akhila
Sattva
Murtaye
Pamsam
Punaha
Paramahamsi
Ashrame
Vyavasthitana
Anumrgya Dasushi Bhuyo Namaha Sada Vrijinda Chitta Se Sata Asambhavaya Akhila Sattva Murtaye Sam punah paramahamsya ashrame vyavasthitanam anumragya dasyuse bhuyo namah sadvrijina chitte sitsatam Asambhavaya Akhila Sattva Murtaye Pamsam Punah Paramahamsya Ashrame Vyavasthitanam Anumrugya Dashyase Bhuyo Namaha Sada Vrijina Chitte Satam Asambhavaya Akhila Sattva Murtaye Pamsam Punah Paramahamsya Ashrame
Sama
Paramahamsya Ashrame.
obeisances.
Sat
of the devotees or the pious.
Vrijina
distresses.
Chitte,
the liberator.
Asatam
of the atheist.
The
non-devotee demons.
Asambhavaya,
cessation of further unhappiness.
Akhila,
complete.
Sattva,
goodness.
Murtaye,
unto the personality.
Punsam,
of the transcendentalist.
Puna,
again.
Paramhansaye,
the highest stage of spiritual perfection.
Ashrame,
in the status.
Vyavasthitanam,
particularly situated.
Anamrugya,
the destination.
Dasushe,
one who delivers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the destroyer of the further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, He grants their specific destinations. Lord Shri Krishna is the complete form of all existence, both material and spiritual. Akhila means complete, or that which is not khila, or inferior. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, there are two kinds of nature, prakriti, namely the material nature and the spiritual nature, or the external and internal potencies of the Lord. The material nature is called apara or inferior, and the spiritual nature is called superior or transcendental. Therefore, the form of the Lord is not of the inferior material nature. He is complete transcendence, and He is murti or having transcendental form. The less intelligent men who are unaware of the transcendental form describe Him as impersonal Brahman. But Brahman is simply the rays of the transcendental body, yasya prabha. The devotees who are aware of His transcendental form render Him service. Therefore, they Lord also reciprocates by His causeless mercy and thus delivers His devotees from all distresses. The pious men who follow the rulings of Vedas and also are also dear to Him. And therefore the pious men of this world are also protected by Him. The impious and the non-devotees are against the principles of the Vedas, and so such persons are always hampered from making advances in their nefarious activities. Some of them who are specially favored by the Lord are killed by Him personally, as in the cases of Ravana, Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa. And thus such demons get salvation and are thereby checked from further progress in their demoniac activities. Just like a kind father, either in his favor upon the devotees or punishment of the demons, He is ever kind to everyone because He is complete existence for all individual existences. The Paramahamsa stage of existence is the highest perfectional stage of spiritual values. According to Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord is factually understood by the Paramahamsa only. As there are gradual realizations of the transcendental from impersonal Brahman, to localize Paramatma to the personality of Godhead, Purushottam, Lord Krishna. Similarly, there is gradual promotion of one's situation in the spiritual life of sannyas, kutichak, bahudak, parivrajakacharya, and paramahamsa. Are gradual progressive stages in the renounced order of life. Sannyas and Queen Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, has spoken about them in her prayers for Lord Krishna in Canto 1, Chapter 8. The Paramahamsas are gradually found amongst both the impersonalist and the devotees. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, as clearly stated by Kunti Devi, pure bhakti yoga is understood by Paramahamsas, and Kunti Devi has especially to award bhakti yoga to Paramahamsas. That is especially mentioned that the Lord descends paritrana sadhunam just to protect the Paramahamsas, the true sense in the term. So ultimately they are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has directly accepted that the highest destination is bhakti yoga, by which one accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who accept the path of bhakti yoga are the factual Paramahamsas. Since the Lord is very kind to everyone, the impersonalists who accept bhakti as means of merging into existence of the Lord in His impersonal Brahmajyoti are also awarded their desired destination. He assures everyone in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 11th verse, Ye yathamam prapadyate. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, there are two classes of Paramahamsas, namely the Brahmanandis, that is the impersonalists, and the Premanandis, the devotees. And both are awarded their desired destinations, although the Premanandis are more fortunate than the Brahmanandis. But both the Brahmanandis and Premanandis are transcendentalists, and they have nothing to do with the inferior material nature full of existential miseries of life. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Again I offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of the complete existence and transcendence who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the distresses destroyer of the further advance in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. for the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destination. Sukadeva Goswami himself is on the Paramahansa stage. He is putting his emphasis on the highest stage of the perfection in the human form of life. Human being can ascend or descend. Both destinations are there. In the advancement of the consciousness, what we call the evolution of consciousness, can be ascertained by the culture of transcendence. When everybody is trying to make their life perfect, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhet yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvata. Out of thousands of people, hardly one tries to make his life perfect. And out of even materially perfected, hardly anybody knows Krishna as he is. And those who know Krishna, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Out of those who are in knowledge, they say when they come to point of surrendering to Lord Krishna by their deliberation of the knowledge, conclusion of the knowledge, that Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, is all in all, and he takes resolute shelter of him. That is a very great soul, and he is very rare. So can you understand that material perfection is very primary stage where people are simply entrapped into the entanglement of karma, action and reactions, and they get so much bewildered because they are not knowing fully what are the reasons of performance of karma, neither how karma is being rewarded, what are the factors of the resultant karma. It is too much complicated for ordinary person to know. So therefore, the development of intelligence is there. And advancement of science, material knowledge, never reaches to such perfection because it fails to do the introspection of his own existence. So therefore, there is another methodology that he has to apply to become perfect. It is for self-application. There are different stages of self. The body is also called self. The person thinks through his mental sphere is also thinking that he is the self. But when he utilizes intelligence, then he starts discriminating between body and spirit. Then he says, no, spirit is eternal. Therefore, it's the true self. The temporary body is a cheating experience, so it is not the real self. Now, those who are thinking of the spirit soul or the spiritual energy that he has does not come to the point of that he is an individual. Many impersonalists, those who are thinking that the soul is impersonal and whatever we are learning is also to be through the help of knowledge, so they become simply resorting on the faces of an imperfect realization. Then when there is nothing as an individuality, they will merge into totality of the existence. So this is how the impersonalist become also entrapped. But nonetheless, when they are on the stages of thinking that they are not these bodies, they are spirit. So they start thinking on the basis of differences in both the energies. Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, that Bhumirapanalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankaram itiya me bhinna prakriti ashtada. He himself distinguishes his two different kinds of energies. One is called material, another is spiritual. But for material, how do we know? He says earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, which are three unseen. They are all my inferior energy. These energies have been come about on the inception of the creation. It came from the subtle to gross manifestation, but all the elements that are of material in nature, they are constructed or configured through permutation and combination of three modes of material nature. So it is so subtle that even the demigods get bewildered. Muhyanti yat surayah. That absolute personality of Godhead himself is clarifying. But unless and until one comes to a particular stage of the meditating or thinking pattern on the subject matter, which is not material. So they take help of Krishna. They read, apare mitastvanyam prakriti viddhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. Oh, Krishna is telling that there is, besides this eightfold material inferior energy, there is a superior energy which is called jiva, the life. Jiva bhutam mahabaho, mighty Arjuna, it is called jiva, by the presence of which the whole material world is sustained. Yayedam dharyate jagat. The creation is facilitated by the entry of the jivas. Maintenance is also being performed through their influence of the karma. And destruction is also by the balance of negative karma, right? Which is not sustaining. So they themselves are becoming responsible for the creation, sustenance and destruction. But this is all induced by Lord Krishna. Krishna facilitates the medium in which the living entities can manipulate. So this is called material world. But that is not satisfying to the impersonalist. And because they do not see any personal behind this, they don't have any iota. They think developing this consciousness, even though as individual, ultimately it should merge into the totality of the existence. So that is the realm of impersonal realization. Tattvamasi, aham brahmasmi. These are the aphorism that we are, even though insignificant, because qualitatively one with the totality of the Supreme, that position can achieve also the Paramahamsa stage. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling that devotees are already on the highest stage of Paramahamsa. Otherwise, those who are evolving their perfection from the material to the spiritual level, they have to go through so many gradations. So many gradations. And ultimately, They try to renounce the world and they want to become self, independent self. But there is a mistake or imperfection or not complete situation of the totality that they are not aware. Because they are engrossed, impersonalists are engrossed in selfishness of their own spirituality, they start thinking that they are not dependent upon anybody. So they think they are independent. For the independent, it is a whimsical thinking. Whimsical thinking. How come they were dependent before and now all of a sudden they become independent in spiritual realization? They think, aham brahmasmi, I am God myself. But they are also very rare. And not everybody thinks that I am God. Otherwise we would have been real chaos. Those who are theists, whether they are from any denomination, they say about 98.5% are theists in the material. They believe in somehow superstitiously or intelligently, by any means they are theists. Only 1.5% is atheist and they are agnostic and they don't have majority. But even their minority can make a great impact in American society, what to speak elsewhere. Americans think that they are very, very advanced. And they have this breed of atheist or rationalist or ignorant. They are really ignorant. They argue back and forth so much. Even the modern Ritvicism that we see, that is also an agnostic nature. Agnostic. So the idea is that they think that themselves are right and they don't want to listen to nobody. They even avoid the conclusion of Shastra. They do not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. They are afraid. Even Adi Shankara wrote treatise on Bhagavad Gita and formulated Sharirak Bhashya, impersonalist doctrine, which is itself, by his own declaration in Padma Purana, says this is an atheistic Asat Shastra. Means, even under the disguise of theism, actually it is a false doctrine. Mayavadam Asat Shastram Prachanna Good Bauddham. It is under the disguise of atheistic Buddhist doctrine. Atheistic. So, this Mayavadam, Mayavad is Asat Shastra, false doctrine. But, Mayate Vihitam, I will be the expounder, Devim Brahmana Rupena Kalina. I will appear in the Kali Yuga as a Brahman boy and propound this false doctrine called Mayavad just to be parallel to atheistic Buddhism. And it will gain the support and re-establish the authority of the Vedas because I'm pulling out from the Vedas by my so-called intelligence. Adi Shankara was a profound scholar, but he did it for the purpose of kicking out Buddhism from India. So people started theism under the disguise of Mayava, but they don't know. If you go to Guruvayur and other places, Kaladi is the birthplace of Adi Shankara. And the whole Kerala is called the land of the Lord, God's own country. That's called. those who have gone or those who are from there. But they are adhering to Mayavad philosophy. It's completely contradictory. But Krishna is so clever that in the form of Guru Vayurappa, he is four-handed, he makes them worship like baby Krishna. Every day, day in and out. So, I said, that is the result. They love Krishna. They recite Bhagavatam verbatim. 18,000 slokas, just like firecrackers. I have a disciple. She knows everything. But she is reading Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. So, that is the situation with Mayavada. Asat Shastra. So, highest development of this in the perfection of the human civilization is most of the people follow this. Even the influence in the Western country is so profound for this Asat Shastra. People think I'm the one. And they think they are God. They are somebody. Yesterday we were talking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to become nobody. Everybody thinks I'm somebody. That is, they are under grossest influence of Mayavada. So, we see the evolution of the consciousness is geared on impersonal aspect. And they do not have complete realization. That's called partial. But nonetheless, they also develop a system to gradually detach from themselves, from the influence of this material world. And it is too difficult because they adopted the principle of Mayavad, and how to get out from the Maya itself, it's extreme. So they flagrantly reject the world. They flagrantly reject. And that tyaga is also not complete. Simply by rejecting neti, neti, neti. Even in the pages of Veda, they start, and this is not the Supreme, this is not. But Vedas are supposed to support the existence of the Supreme Personality of God. The personality aspect. And these guys are stuck with their impersonal. They can't go further. Even they adopt a principle to take help from chanting the holy name of the Lord. Mayavadis do that. Impersonalists do that. They go through even the meditative process. But they think the holy name is subordinate. What they call the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also manufactured by Maya. And he is also coming under the influence of Maya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. All that is manifested by the material energy is non-existential. And it makes its sweet appearance and disappearance. It's just to be tolerated. So better reject that I'm not part of it. So, neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. But Bhagavatam is telling iti, iti, iti. We are supporters of iti, not neti. The theory of Srimad Bhagavatam that Adi Shankara understood himself, but he had this, what you call, a thankless task to perform. But he wanted to establish the Vedic authority for advancement in spiritual life. So ultimately, the form will be realized because the Upanishads also evolved and stuck on the personality aspect in Ishopanishad. Prior to that, Kathopanishad does not reveal, but it indicates the qualitative aspect. And the spiritual qualities, the transcendental qualities are very difficult to understand. But still it is possible Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, is the transcendental personality, and he is full of transcendental qualities and purpose for bliss and eternally existing in this realm of knowledgeability and pursuit of happiness. He is the ever happy. And as being soul, part and parcel of Krishna, qualitatively one, but quantitative difference is there. Nonetheless, it is an absolute truth. That is being fostered in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Adi Shankara did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Where he respected the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore he started speaking controversy. Later part, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate, Samprapte Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukram Karana. My dear foolish disciple, worship Govinda. don't engage your so-called fertile brain to develop yourself into the impersonal aspect. So, nobody worships impersonal because they think they are qualitatively and quantitatively the same. They want to simply cheat people. So they give an example of Ghataspata. Ghata means a mud pot. The pot is empty, but the air is there. The air is everywhere. So when the pot is broken, the air will merge into the rest of the air of totality, and therefore it will become homogeneously one. You can't distinguish. But they did not have developed science that they were responsible to create material science also. You see, the air is made up of particles, and these particles are individuals. The individuality never gets lost. Even though through your naked eye you cannot distinguish the separation of the air of the pot and air outside. But because people are blinded by Maya, they cannot see. So when we see the particular nature of the of the entire creation, now the scientists, they think, oh, Higgs boson is that particle we call God particle, that is entire material in nature. Fine, everything is fine, but now they are stuck with which Higgs boson is that. Baba, his Higgs boson is also having different particles. Which one is responsible? The qualitative oneness is there, but they see there are different Higgs bosons coming out. So which one is responsible for the ultimate cause of all causes? They can't pinpoint. And it is described in Brahma Sanhita that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna proclaims that Anuraniyam Mahato Mahiham. He is the smallest than the smallest and the bigger than the biggest simultaneously. And Srimad Bhagavatam, no, Brahma Sanhita claims Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindam Adipurusha. This Govinda is permeated as the super soul in the heart of a soul, which is particular, and they are trying to, of course, he is also situated in unconscious material particle. So unconscious material particle, they can split through the bombardment of electrons, right? And they found, yeah, something is escaping, and this is responsible. It must be present in the black matter or the black hole in the universe. Because where else it is coming from? But this theory was already propounded by Kanada Rishi, who was a disciple of Vyasadeva. So some Indian scientists were thinking, in Vedas it is also termed as something very close to the cause of all causes. So we should call him God particle. And they really put up, because it is very intriguing, very, very conspicuous, not to be revealed so easily. So impersonalists are stuck with that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the impersonalists also can develop their status of consciousness by taking the renounce process called sannyas. They go through Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya, and ultimately Paramahamsa state. These are the four stages of renunciation. Prabhupada said, my disciples are all like sannyasis, and I'm ordering them directly to transcend to the Parivrajakacharya state, or go and travel and preach. Nothing. That is Parivraja. Constantly Vraja, go. Never to stay for more than 3 days. But Melbourne takes 7 days. Everyone wants more and more. They don't want me to become Parivraja Kacha. Anyway, those who are on the stage of impersonal renunciation, they can also make the perfection of the life, but it is not equivalent. It is incomplete. Krishna describes this, that the impersonalist, and difference between impersonalist and personalist, the impersonalist, to go through the process for perfection is very tedious. And for ordinary people, no. So therefore, if it is not accessible to ordinary people, they think that we are great, we are as good as God, or we must be called, or we must take the position of God, because we became knowledgeable about ourselves, however impersonal, so impersonal. So they become completely distinguished. They don't want to go through any material medium. If an impersonalist come in the temple, he will never bow down to the deities. Some Mayavadi went to the extremes. Krishna, what are you looking at me? Don't you know I'm sitting in your heart? It's completely reversed. They go to the so much abstract, nonsensical thing that themselves cannot answer. In my Krishna conscious life, I have met many. And we have to fight like, lions. So, anyway, it gives the glimpse of impersonal aspect, what so-called perfection, but it is incomplete. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yada jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. There are three facets of acknowledging the absolute truth, but at a different level of realization. Brahman realization is of also transcendental nature. Materialists have to come out, and even by hard way, they have to understand the transcendental nature of the life system, which is superior than the material system. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling there are two different types of paramahamsas. Impersonalist, but that there is also personality. Sukadeva Goswami here is telling this Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is directly or indirectly being sought by the Paramahansas. Indirectly, they are searching, they are the impersonalist, and direct, those who are the devotees. Is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and destroyer of the further advancement in the atheistic temperament of the non-devotees. That is declaration. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavami. Krishna takes this onus of re-establishing the methods of perfection by his repeated appearances amongst different species of life. Just to support the devotees. Sadhu. Sadhu means devotee. Right? And sadhus are also on the level of mahatmas. Vasudevam sarvamiti, impersonalist, become really sadhu mahatma only after they take shelter unto Lord Krishna by deliberation. They do not deliberate on their own unless and until a pure devotee of the Lord goes and infuses in such an impersonalist the direction towards worshipping the Supreme Personality aspect. Otherwise, no luck. They are very unlucky. They cannot reach the highest destination. They go through troublesome path. Because they themselves are embodied. Klesho adhikataras tesham avyaktasakta chetasam avyaktahi gatir dukkham deha bhattvir vah. This impersonalist, klesha, adhikataras klesha, even they have to endure much miseries falling upon them than the regular or general people, common men. They may not realize that this much trouble, but these are the people who are taking the path of very troublesome, rough road of impersonal realization. So they end up klesho adhikatarastesha avyakta sapta chetasa, those who are attached to the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. Avyakta hi gatir dukkha, those who are pursuing after impersonal, their destination is dukkham. Here also, Krishna is said to be the avoider of their respective destination. And he himself says, avyaktahi gatir dukkham. Because dehavat virava avapyate, that themselves are embodied in the bodily conception of life. So whoever have acquired the body, they are all called miserable people in the world. But devotees get support from Krishna, endorsement from Krishna. Krishna likes them. Krishna becomes partial even though he is impartial. But he always favors the devotee. Seemingly, those who are in bodily conception of life and not understanding, oh, I am a devotee, why Krishna is still punishing me? Oh, I am still miserable. In the degree of our bodily conception that is still attached, we remain miserable. But Krishna says, if you surrender to me, even these miseries will be. Māśuca, aham tvām sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi. It may take time according to the degree of your surrender. Therefore, he says, even the impersonalist or personalist, ye yatha mam prapadyante tamstatheva bhajamyaham. In the degree of their surrendering to me, I reciprocate accordingly. He is the real balance maker, the cause of all causes. Because he is one who fulfills our desires. Nityo nityanam schetanas chetanana eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. This eka, the singularity, is called akhila. That word has been used. Akhila means the one that is going to be destroyed eventually. And the destruction evidently brings miseries upon us. And who has to face the miseries? The attached soul. So, therefore, impersonalists are evidently the miserable people. Even though they may wishful thinking that they are God. Prabhupada said they forgot the spelling. They are dog. It's not God. That's one kind of perfection. Even they come to the Paramahansa stage and they are perfect in behavior. They can develop all the qualities of a devotee, like, except one. Which one is that? They have not understood their Swarupa Lakshan, so they cannot take shelter of Krishna. Sharanagati is absent. Otherwise, there will be the rest of the qualities which has been described, they will speak so, only to the concern of the absolute truth, but impersonal nature only. They will come. Yes, whatever you call Bhagwan, Bhagwan is nothing but some unknown Shakti. Shakti, you cannot see. But Shakti manifests, then they cannot see. When Shakti is manifesting, why do you still have to think impersonally? They say, no. We don't agree with you. I said, who the hell cares? Chant Hare Krishna. We say, chant Hare Krishna. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that there are two classes of Paramahamsa, namely the Brahmanandis, the impersonalist. Brahmananda is ultimately sought by them. Brahman is existing as a transcendental realm, and it is pervading throughout the creation, but it has a source of emergence. Brahmano hi pratishthaham aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam budha bhava samanvita. Those who understand that may Lord Krishna is the source of Brahman, and through me everything is pervading. Right? Iti matra, by making a proper deliberation on this, bhajante ma, when they worship me, they are called Buddha Bhava. Buddha Bhava means intelligent, and impersonalists are called unintelligent. They are called unintelligent by Krishna. They are not Buddha Bhava. They are carefully avoiding my personality. They deny me because they want to take my position. They haven't done anything. Neither they created anything. They are not sustaining. They are not even destroying it. You know. But yet, they are keeping enmity with me. So therefore, their intelligence remains dirty. That will only be spelled out in Srimad Bhagavatam, no other literature. And through the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, the Brahmanandi, who did not want to come out from mother's womb after 18 years. And Lord Krishna himself to give him guarantee, then and then he would come out. And Lord has to appear before Vyasadeva and Satyavati. And they told Krishna their dilemma. He would not trust them. And Krishna gave guarantee. But then Krishna disappeared and he was delivered after 18 years. We do not know the description of such a delivery. You know. But nonetheless, he was so liberated. As soon as he came out, started running. Our little child cannot run. But Sukadeva Goswami started running away from the parents even. Did not want to depend upon them. He was so much grown up, both with knowledge as well as body, that he did not have to even need of milk or anything. He started running off. Because whoever has given guarantee, he was looking after him. But where is he? He is not to be found anywhere. So Vyasadeva, out of his attachment to the son, ran after him. But then he thought that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who kindly appeared to help me out, should help him to understand. So he recited a beautiful sloka of description of the personality of Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami was caught. He was brought back. And he says, keep on reciting this beautiful form of the Lord, otherwise I'll run away. So Vyasadeva ended up speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus he received the knowledge of the transcendental personality of Godhead. So he became the Paramahamsa. You know? He became the Paramahamsa. And because of the form of the Lord was so attractive, he became so much enamored, so much absorbed, so much and rapt attention that even he could not utter the word of the energy, the transcendental energy of love, the Radharani. He was so much absorbed in loving devotion that he is Premanandi. He was not Bhajanandi, he is Premanandi. So, the devotees are called Premanandis, not Bhajanandis, or Brahmanandi. One who wants to simply rejoice within one's own prema, they are Bhajanandi. They are also devotees. But they want to do good to themselves only. They are so selfish. They don't want to help the others. So, we are Goshtyanandi in that sense. That we want to rejoice by spreading the word, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare
Hare. So, these are the distinctions. Brahmanandis are impersonalists. Even though they are on the platform of transcendence, they do not achieve the highest goal of life, which is called love of God. Out of those who are devotees, they are this Bhajanandis and Goshtyanandis. Bhajanandis are selfish to get love of Godhead for themselves, so they take Babaji Diksha or go to seclusion for their own bhajan. But somehow the ISKCON is a recruiting agency for the soldiers in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are Goshtyanandis. We can't afford to become Bhajanandi. Where is your machine gun? Do you have your beads? Not in the neck, you have to have in your hand. So that is the machine gun. We are in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to keep shooting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, in this way, Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate bestower of the specific destination of the devotees as well as non-devotees. Anybody has any question? In Kali Yuga, yes, in Kali Yuga, sannyas is forbidden.
Yeah.
Then why to take? That's a violation. Yeah. So it's not my fault. My guru's fault? My guru will say, it's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj who introduced. Do you think that is his fault? No. It's a transcendental process to develop. Prabhupada said, we have no qualification, but I make you Brahma. I make you devotee. That is the purity of the potency that he was carrying. So, if he makes us sannyasi, then why do we have to go for other name? Do as he does, tells, remain faithful to him, and try your level best. Rest is unimportant. We will become smarter, entrapped in handling all these issues after issues, and but that issues are trapping us so much that the main purpose of spiritual life will be lost. Verify this and verify that. Where is the quotation of Srila Prabhupada? Did he speak or not? People quibble and go on for, and they form a Shastra committee and this and that, and yet they have an objection. Shastra committee. Oh, we are speaking the truth because it's a majority vote within our committee, so we stand by what we say. Ultimate authority to accept the recommendation of Shastra committee or not, that's up to GBC. Anyway, that is the process, but it is so much entrapping. An ordinary devotee cannot follow that. They will miss the target. And we have to become very compassionate on the position of such high caliber devotees who are engaged in tackling down the problems. Oh, what a struggle. Can you imagine the demigod's position? How much thankless task they are doing to remain devotee. And Prabhupada giving us a qualification to become devotee. He is bringing the mercy of Lord Krishna. That even though Kali Yuga is totally disqualifying age of hypocrisy and quarrel, who cares of hypocrisy and quarrel? Just chant Hare Krishna and come out from it. Try your level best. Otherwise, everything is a waste of time. Spirituality slips away from our grip. If Prabhupada made us Parivrajakacharya, why do we have to go through Kutichak and Bahudak? Kutichak means one who makes a kuti at the end of his village or town, wherever he is staying. But he keeps on taking prasadam from his family members. Oh, I don't want to see the face of them. Okay, put my tiffin in the gate and I will pick it up. You go away. Then and then I will eat. That is kutichak. Renunciating. It seems in Kali Yuga it's very artificial, right? Oh, yesterday you were loving us so much, now all of a sudden you became sannyasi. You don't want to eat from our hands even. Oh yes, it is coming. So that is called Bahudak. So the guy goes to every home except his home and begs. Then he said, okay, I will have to leave the town because my family members are still harassing me. Let me get out of here. So ultimately he leaves the town and becomes Parivrajakacharya just for a begging bowl. Even he will miss the opportunity for preaching. Sannyas is only meant for preaching. And Parivrajakacharya is supposed to be a preacher. He is not simply going from one pilgrimage to another. No, no. He is a preacher. Because by preaching, he is being purified, and those who listen the absolute truth, they will be purified. So, what is the necessity to go to make more purification to the holy dham? Right? Oh, go to the holy dham to give your association. So, the potency of purity will retain. You will be surcharged. But then go and preach. So there is a direct stage. ISKCON sannyasis is, they are almost like Paramahamsas. Prabhupada is telling, what is a Paramahamsa? I'm not a Hamsa, I'm a duck. Not a Hamsa. Because the process is so perfect that makes us pure. Otherwise, I am not pure. Neither I have any inclination to remain pure. Let me tell you. I'm eating up anything. Just making mess with my body. No. Everything has to have a disciplined way of remaining completely aloof. So, it is a great task. Again, the turbulent sea, that doesn't mean that you will not go and sail through. Who is our sailor? Prabhupada. He is the expert captain. So that is the hope. Yes.
First, there are two stages of Prabhupada explained. The first is about all my bodies and impersonals. And then he talks about the sannyasis of the transcendence. In the translation also, you see that it destroys the further advance. the second half it says that the Lord gives the destiny, specific destination for the transcendental. So is there any hope for them? Or
there is always a hope. But who will become the instrument to carry out that hope? Haridas Thakur says, even a hardcore impersonalist or a Mayavadi, unless and until a pure devotee takes this and compassion out of him, will make him understand by his example, then he will have a reinvestment of that faith and understanding to advance. Otherwise, no chance. Otherwise, no chance. That is the mercy of a pure devotee. How many such people Prabhupada must have faced, but nonetheless, he was able to induce Krishna consciousness in them, which is transcending right from the beginning. Right from the beginning, we may not realize, but the process is so perfect. So, we have every hope. Yes. Impersonalists are also theist, but theism doesn't mean the personality of Godhead to them. That is the distinction. They are theist, but their destination is unknown, impersonal. So they hang up in impersonal Brahma Jyoti, but that is not the final refuge. The refuge is the lotus feet of the Lord. So they eventually fall down and back. Yanyera ravindaksha vimuktamanina tai asta bhava avishuddha buddha. Because they have dirty intelligence of enviousness with the personality aspect, you know, asta bhava, their consciousness is completely destroyed. And they think they are God themselves. Yes.
One of the four Kumaras, they're in consciousness. Yes?
No.
They're in Maharaj. What was their position?
Pratha Maharaj. Four Kumaras. Now they became devotees, yes, by bowing down to lotus feet, seeing Tulsi.
Oh, they've gone through the process of
yes. No, they are under, four Kumaras are bona fide, propounder of Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbarka Acharya.
Okay, that's around before.
Before they were, but they can deal with Brahma. But then they were also listening to Brahma about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they thought, oh, let's go to wherever our father has been telling. So they can reach Vaikuntha, because through the Brahma Jyoti, Vaikuntha is the place where it is coming from.
How come they have personal forms in the Brahma Jyoti?
Yeah, but they are persons themselves. And they were very effulgent. So they measure the Supreme on the basis of how much effulgent he is. Okay? So they estimated by their limited intelligence, he should be looking this way, that way. Okay, let's see. But when they actually ended up quarrel with a devotee, the quarrel between Jaya and Vijay stopped them. Why did they stop? Because four Kumaras have no direct access to the personality.
So it was Tulsi to guide them.
Right. But seeing the quarrel between them, Vishnu came, and he was so brilliant and millions of suns. And then they started examining, how is his limb, this, that, very beautiful. Then what is this limb doing? They never bow down, they never, greeted the Lord even so far. But when they saw Tulsi, they have to become humble. Impersonalists, unless and until they cultivate the quality of humility, then and then there are every chances. Because so far they have been frustrated, so far they have been unable to achieve the target, and what these devotees are so happy and I'm not happy. Oh, when I'm going to become God, okay, let me just give up my body. Oh, this way. And they are making spiritual suicide. Impersonalist. So, they will not be able to achieve. Only a pure devotee like Tulsi can induce them thinking, what am I doing? She was performing devotional service. What kind of devotional service she was performing? She was stuck on the lotus feet. She is the only existing pure devotee in the world today, if there are no others to be known. She doesn't remain unknown. So therefore, she has a special place in the heart of the devotees.
I like to see a lot of universities, they do a lot of cow seva in the big gaushalas and everything.
Who? Impersonalists?
In India, they have so many gaushalas, all Shankaracharya monks. They have big gaushalas and take care of them.
You never know whether they are doing or not. Because many cows are going to slaughterhouses from gaushala.
In the Western world, we're brought up from birth to believe that the only connection we had with God was Christianity. And it was, we were brought up to believe that we were the body and that atheism was the way to go. So it's very hard to get mercy and conditioned by the time you get older to make that stance on atheism and personalism. Practically, the whole Western world is under
that right spell. Because they are entrapped by Maya. They think in the land of honey and milk is here in USA. That's how the fulfillment of desires will be there. But never, what kind of thanking that they can give? Only for the daily bread, they can thank the Lord. But they do not care what does the Lord wants.
Everyone wants eternal life and blissfulness and knowledge. But,
right.
It's not attainable in the Western world only.
But that is the influence of Kali. Right? Even in Hinduism, so much influence of Kali is there. But therefore we emphasize on the purity of the process, which has to come in a bona fide way, very, very honest way. That is what is expected. Prabhupada brought that.
So all our ancestors, they all travel on to an unknown destination with no Krishna consciousness?
That's okay. It's the duty of devotees Everybody is going to hell right now.
Yeah,
that is a positive thing. But Yamaraj is also there in hell. The pure devotee is there. So, by his presence they may have rectified.
And hell's compared to the place you enter into that you never practically come out of that. And there's so many living entities in this world that
Krishna allows them to fulfill their desires. Alright? They may be killing both cows and them, you know, they have to take rebirth. Cows may get the birth in advancing human society, and she can become a devotee immediately in that life of human being. Why, that person will take a shape of cow and getting slaughtered again. So that destination we are not thinking. The destination which is immediately available without any distinction, caste, creed, color, or even type of work, whatever they are doing, going to somebody's or destination. Somebody is going to Swargaloka or hell. No. Devotees are going and preaching to both of them to transcend. That is what is wanted.
So, it's for sure that everyone's going to hell.
Of course, hell is a very big house than Swarga.
It's also that the pious people who go to the higher planets and make their way further on.
There are very few pious people. Yeah.
Prabhupada did say that if you have a material body, there's no question of piety.
There is never a population explosion problem in Swargaloka. It's always there in Patal Loka, or in the lower planetary system. You have a question, right?
Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you, what qualities do you think make a good disciple?
What qualities do I think might
make a good disciple?
My Krishna consciousness.
Make a good disciple.
Make a good disciple. Humility. That is the best. Because humility is a stage for constant remembrance of Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadahari, then you have to. And humility, there are three things. Trunadapi Shunichana, Tarorapi Shaishuna, Amalina Manadena. These three qualities are in humility. Alright, thank you very much. Om Lasha Shri Prabhupada.
Yes, sir.